Oh, yeah. There you go. She's a Little Runaway. That's Bon Jovi. And that was his first big hit. And it was big. And it just he just skyrocketed from that point on. Hey, it's Your Mountain Rock, Q94, 7 o'clock hour, brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Find them in West Plains, there, Avid Mountain Home, Arkansas. It's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, which is located just off of Fout Road, and visit with Gary Faraci. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Oh, my goodness. What a morning.
Yep, I tell you what. Got a brand new bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream, and I just tipped off my first pot of Folgers. I'm feeling really good.
There we go. I need to hit that hard pretty soon.
I'm telling you, it helps. Here we are. It's another hot. It's just crazy hot. It's stupid hot. And Gary and I are kind of suffering from the same dysfunction. You know, how in the hell do you catch a cold when it's 900 degrees outside? I don't know. No, we've not been kissing neither, but it's something's crazy going on. So anyway, we're going to get through this fishing report because we care.
So what are you
hearing from the fisher people?
Fisher people are saying get out there at first light. Get out early. But we got a couple of guys staying here, and they went with Bobby Barnes yesterday, and they just slayed him. I put some pictures up there. They caught a little bit of everything. Oh, my gosh, they did so well. And who would think, you know, with the way the temperature is, and the lake is in great shape. Now we're at 555 and some change, and it's really in good shape. But early, get out there early. And then guys that are going late at night with lights and that, they've been doing well. You just got to be patient this time of year.
Yeah, it takes, it does. The thing about it is, you were spot on, early morning or fish the evening. You can get out there and fish all day if you want, but it's just, it's freaking hot, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just freaking hot, and all you're going to do is get hot and probably end up hurting yourself. I don't, you know, a lot of fish are down pretty deep right now, aren't they?
Yeah, I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He was crappie fishing early in the morning, using live bait, 20-plus feet. He had 10 fish in there. They're really good size, 12, 13-inch. Early, when he was out, he said, I was there ready to launch at first light. And he just over some brush piles, but deeper.
Mm-hmm.
He did very well. He said, just got to be patient. I got three or four here. I got two or three over here. And that, and he just moved around. And he was off the water by 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Now, when it gets really crazy, stupid hot like this, the catfish seem to really get active.
Yeah, and I haven't talked to anybody catfishing the last few days, so I'm not sure about that. But we had a nice rain the other day. We got almost 2 inches. And usually after a good rain, the catfishing really picks up. And it wouldn't be a bad time to get out there and put some jugs out there or a trout line and that. You can do that later in the evening when it's cooling down.
Yeah.
And go retrieve all that stuff first thing in the morning before it gets too hot.
Yeah,
that's a good way to go.
Yeah, and I've had some friends out there fishing for stripers, and they're pretty much jigging for them. They're down deep, and when they find the ones willing to play, they've been able to catch a few. But other than that, it's pretty typical summertime dog days of summer fishing.
Absolutely. One area that's doing really well, how about our bluegill? How about the perch? That's been last weekend we had a couple that took their grandkids out, and they just slayed it. They just used little red worms, and They had a bucket full.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the thing. I mean, you know, the perch, they're going to bite all the time. They don't care. You know,
they did very, very well. They were patient about it. They were getting a lot of small fish the one morning, and I told them, I said, just put a little split shot on there and let it sink a little bit more. The bigger ones are down below that. Mm-hmm. And the next morning they came back with some nice hand-sized fish. That was good. And they were probably 8-10 years old, and they just had a blast. I love seeing that look on kids' faces when they do that.
Oh yeah. Well, forecast wise, just so that everybody knows, of course, we have an extreme. It's extreme heat warning now, and that's going to go through Sunday night. And 97 today, 98 tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, 99 to 101, and then you got your heat index values. But for the fisher people out there, I've been looking at the lows, and mid-70s is where we're at. And, early morning, evening fishing, person should be able to catch a few, you know. And those perch are going to bite all the time.
Yeah, it's... Excuse me. It's that time of year, you know. We're in the second week of August here, and it's just hot. Yeah. It's just hot. Get out early, go out late. Don't stay out there too long.
I've got a new red Speedo, and that's what I'm telling you, it's Speedo and flip-flop weather. That's it. But you do need a little bit of suntan lotion, you know, because you don't want to burn, for me, the top of my head. But but those Speedos are so comfortable.
Yeah.
Mermaids like them, too.
Get your Speedos, get your lawn chair and your Cheetos and a bottle of wine, and you need to go down there and start looking for mermaids.
Yep, I'm going to chum one up right now.
It may be too hot for the mermaids, but you got to go down and look for them.
If you tease her with a donut and ice cream. But that's just kind of how that works. All right. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you. Now, for the folks that would like to know a little bit more about the Bayou Resort, plan their own little getaway from reality and just hang out there on Lake Norfolk, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Facebook page, great way to drop us a line. Take a look at some of the pictures on there. And as always, our website, the Bayou Resort. .com. Stop in when you're in the area. Coming from the lake, going to the lake. We'll talk about fish. We'll have a cold one.
Yeah.
Maybe some Irish Bailey's Irish cream and coffee. Ooh. If you're early enough.
Yep.
We'll tear it up.
That's a little Gary Lee morning potion is what that is.
We'll have some of that.
All right, Gary. Hey, we appreciate you. We'll visit with you next week.
Sounds good.
All right, again, your 7 o'clock hour, this little morning adventure is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.